Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants, which stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. On this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much out there to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. They are the true heroes. Thank you for your sacrifice. We certainly hope for a normal return to our lives very soon. And please, everyone out there, stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have quality sound. We are an iHeartRadio podcast. You can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording, titled Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded song 7 years ago. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. My hope is we can pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind their lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life experience, current events, and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012, so that's only 8 years ago, everybody. If I can do it, you can do it as well, so please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of Lisa Paganos. Let's play a great track from Lisa, her new single titled Rescue Me.
Down from
Yes, yes, rescue me. I am a big fan. Let me introduce and welcome a multi-talented singer-songwriter, actress, model, and producer, Lisa Paganos. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hi there. Thank you. I'm so glad you have me on today. I really appreciate it. And I know my last name is really hard to pronounce, so it's just for the fans out there, it's Panagos.
Panagos. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that.
No, it's okay. I just wanted everybody to, you know, understand how to pronounce it. How are you?
How are you? Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Sure.
Tell our listeners, Lisa, about that great track we just heard. Love it. Rescue Me. Well done. Tell us about the inspiration there.
Thank you. It's a special song to me. I wrote it kind of in a tough time in my life. You know, it came like you like to write from personal experience. You know, it was a difficult time in my life, and I had a great group of musicians come together, celebrity musicians like Alex Al on bass. We did the Michael, was going to do the Michael Jackson tour. That's it. You know, horn section, and so many amazing musicians came forward to play on this single, and I was just astonished, the energy and the love that they brought to the table with this record. You know, they captured, I feel it's captured in the recording, you know.
Yeah, I was going to mention the instrumentation collaboration here is spectacular.
Thank you. Yeah, had a great team around me. I'm really grateful for that.
Well, Lisa, you reside in Hollywood, California, usually a wonderful place to be. And how are you dealing? How are you doing out there with the pandemic taking place?
Yeah, good question. How are you dealing? Well, our numbers are now the highest.
I think our two states are the highest in the country. I'm in Florida, and you're in California.
Oh, but a lot of Floridians, I don't know, they're not really worried. I'm experiencing so many different emotions from one day to the next because we're constantly being threatened for to go to another complete lockdown. Like we're impartial, like I guess you are. You can eat outside or sit outside, but they're threatening every day that nothing's going to be open again. So yeah, it's stressful. I get panic attacks like everybody else. I'm not handling it great, to be honest. But here we are, and I'm trying to make the best of it. You know, when I breathe, do yoga, walk outside.
One day at a time, right?
Sort of, yeah. But I mean, I think I'm watching too much news, so I kind of stopped. I go through periods, but I need to watch it because if I want to go out tomorrow and we're shut down, I need to know, or complete lockdown, I need to know. So are we in orange or are we in red, you know? That's the huge
right
thing. Are you obsessed with that? Like, are we in orange or red right now?
You know, I'm almost like you. I watch too much news about it, and you know, I feel so bad for the hospitality people, the restaurants, the airlines,
mm-hmm.
you know, the resorts. I mean, they're just there's little or no business. I just feel for them.
Well, I also feel for our industry. I mean, I'm cast in a movie that was pushed back to 2021. I can't go. I was gonna start touring. I can't do that. I can't do anything. I mean, our business, entertainment, shut down completely. They're
yes.
starting to film.
Yes. Yes.
To get
yes.
creative and figure out how to film a little bit right now. But yeah, no, I feel horrible for everyone.
Well, let's talk about your album, Inside. Now, you wrote, you arranged and produced this great record, and I love the recording studio myself. Tell us about this great experience.
Oh, well, it was a long process for me because it's the first time I've produced myself. I've co-produced a lot, and I really just fell into it because I had some deaths in my family, and I couldn't really commit to one producer. And certain producers weren't just getting my vibe for this record and my vision. So I decided to take the files and produce it myself. And it was not so easy. It was very hard, and it took a long time. Like, a record shouldn't take long to make, but I was happy with the final outcome. It's hard to self-produce, so I think my next record I won't, but we'll see, you know. I love co-producing and producing. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Yes. I love producing myself, too. You know, I love arranging and, you know, aligning, all my instrumentation, for the CD. It is a lot of work. It takes a lot of time.
That's great that you do that. Are you working on another record now, or are you focusing on?
I'm thinking about it. I've done two. I have number three. All the songs are written. It's just a matter of time and going in, just kind of picking the right time when I think this pandemic kind of blows over.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hopefully it will blow over. Tell me, Lisa, about the artists that you look up to. I know you have many that have inspired and motivated you.
I do. I have so many. I feel bad because I feel like I'm leaving everybody out. But Prince, Sade, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Beyonce, Patti LaBelle, Tina Turner, Cher. And there are so many more. Cyndi Lauper. Let's see. God. I mean, because I grew up, my brother was a huge fan of music, so he was always playing great music, Rolling Stones. And then my parents loved the arts and music, so they always were playing the classics, you know, like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, you know, Barbara Streisand. So I had so many influences, and I really feel that as when you're young, if you have a broad range of things to listen to, it's really helpful, because we're like sponges, right, as a child.
That's so, that's an impressive list, starting with Prince, who, and I'm sure many people know this, is one heck of a guitar player when he was with us. Listeners, go onto YouTube and take a listen to Prince playing guitar. Unbelievable.
Exactly. I mean, unreal. And so,
Lisa,
yeah, such a great list. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great list that you have. I mean, that's a all-star power list.
Powerful people there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sending great messages all the time. Yeah.
Absolutely. What an experience you've had. I mean, you're a featured singer for the Monte Carlo Royal Family, that's one. And you opened for this impressive list of artists, everybody: the Gypsy Kings, Donna Summer, Tony Bennett, Harry Belafonte, and Shirley MacLaine. Wow and wow, that's the dream come true, right?
Yeah, and those are just a few. There were more, but I was with the cast. We were cast out of New York City, so I wasn't solo doing this, but we did our show during the week, and the weekends these celebrities would come in and we'd open for them, and it was amazing. It was like one of the best, most exciting times of my life. I will never forget. Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Tell me about your live show. I had a chance to really take a look at some great videos of yours, and I see a great deal of passion, energy on stage with choreographed dancing. And you do have a bachelor's in fine arts degree in music and acting from Syracuse University. Is that right?
Yes, I do. A great school. Yes. I'm still in touch
with
a lot
of
my classmates.
What led you from Syracuse, New York to Hollywood?
First I went to New York City and pursued my dreams of being on Broadway, doing Broadway tours and shows, and doing film and television. So all that happened. I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones, knock on wood. I worked really hard for it. But then 9/11 happened. So I was like at a crossroads going, I've done everything I've achieved what I wanted in New York City. Hollywood's the last thing that I haven't, you know, done yet. And I just had, you know, a desire to do more acting. I actually came to Hollywood to do more acting. I wasn't really interested in recording or music except for licensing to film and television. So when I came out here, for some reason, the music snowballed. Like somebody heard something, and then I was getting awards, and then it snowballed from there, and then I was on red carpets getting pressed, and that's not really what I came here to do, but it's all great. I'm grateful for all of it, and I'm still doing the acting as well, but I was shocked at what was happening with my music when I came out here. Yeah.
Well, speaking of music, let's talk about the construction of the song and developing your song. And I like to ask this question every week on my show because we do get a different answer. When you start to think about, you know, your new song, we have title, melody, lyrics, chords, or beat. Where do you arrange those categories and in what order?
Everybody's baffled about my writing process because what I do is sing lyric and melody into a cassette recorder to this day. I have Pro Tools, I have GarageBand, I have Logic Pro X, but that's, you know, I have my recorder by my bed, my notebook by my bed. Or if I go for a walk, sometimes I'll bring the recorder. If not, I run home and write down my idea right away, put it into my cassette recorder. Then I transfer it, you know, to a proper page of lyrics. Then I get the tempo that I want and the vibe that I want. I fantasize about, you know, what vibe and the feel and emotion I want to bring. And then I would say the beat and arrange everything around the rhythm section.
That's very similar to my process. God for the voice recorder on your Android. It's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend. And, listeners out there, never forget an idea. Once you have that idea, you mentioned running back. Sometimes you just lose it and you're like, oh no, where did that idea go?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm weird about, I won't record into my phone because I lose my phone a lot. So I'm just paranoid about catalog of songs that I've written in my phone. So I use a cassette recorder, but, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You want to capture that moment, like, instantly, because when it's lost, you're just in a state of panic. Yeah, you're in panic mode.
Oh, that's cool that you feel like that. Yeah, because I feel like if I have the idea, once I get to my computer, fire it up, go to the place, it's too long. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
I'm not alone in
Oh, you're not. No. We've heard different answers, though, you know, which is why I like that question every week, the construction of a song.
Yeah. I mean, someone will bring me a track, and that's, you know, I write to a track, but that's rare that I do that.
Well, we're going to play another great track. We're going to play a great track from our guest tonight, and I'm going to say your name right this time, Lisa Panagos.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is off again. This is off her new album titled Inside. Love this track. Very cool. This is titled Just Right.
Hugging, kissing, to me.
Man, that's a smoking track. Woof. Wow. You got a little bit of everything going on there. Let's welcome back our guest tonight, Lisa Panagos. Very cool. That's a great vocal, incredible instrumentation, cool guitar solo in the middle. Wow. You got a little bit of everything there, Lisa.
Thank you. Yeah. I think everybody brought such amazing energy to the table. I was shocked. Yeah. It was not shocked. I mean, I was just, wow.
That's incredible. If I was on the judges panel, that would be an 11, not a 10. Very nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So, as you well know, the artist today is their own boss. You have formed your own global entertainment company, and our music industry is streaming every day in the digital landscape. Everybody out there, you better advertise your music brand through social media every single day. And I say this every week on my show. As you place your links on the feeds online, you're available to the entire planet. To me, that's incredible that somebody in Japan, New Zealand, Australia can listen to my music in minutes. Lisa, do you like where music is today right now?
Yeah, what you said is great advice because I don't always do it every day, and I should. So thanks for reminding me. I do and I don't like the way it's going, you know. I love that everyone can be heard. Everyone has a voice, you know. There really isn't a gatekeeper anymore because I come up from the day of gatekeepers and you couldn't really be heard unless you had a major, major record deal. So there's no gatekeeper. There's no one saying no, you know, so you can release it. Which I feel is great. I think there's a quality issue because anyone can do anything and throw it out there. And I also feel some home studios are ripping people off, and I've been ripped off. They're like thinking, oh, they're charging like almost what real studios are charging. And if you're not aware, you're getting ripped off. And then you'll go to a session and there'll be a lawnmower in your session or the sound, you know, in the middle of your session, and then the soundproof, they're not soundproof. So you really don't, I'm not a fan of recording the final thing at home or mixing the final thing at home. But I know right now, you know, people are going to become creative, and there are good people out there that don't rip people off and have an actual soundproof professional place at home, you know. There's a way to do it, and there's a way to fix it in the mix. I don't really like to do that. So, I'm kind of torn, I guess the word would be.
Yeah, that's a good response. I'm not a big fan of lawnmower sounds in my tracks either.
So then you have to stop the session, but are they going to refund you your money for that hour that the lawnmower went off? No. So you know, it's just, people need to be aware out there because they think that Billie Eilish, you know, made her. She had her brother looking out for her. She did that whole record in her house and then got a Grammy. Well, that's rare. I mean, it's really rare. You got to really have someone looking out for you. And I prefer the big studios. Actually, if you're prepared at the end of the day, if you do pre-production at home and then you go in and knock it out. It's just the same, if not cheaper, I think.
I completely agree with you 100%. I agree 100%. I work in a studio here in Florida where David Foster has been and Billy Gibbons has been, John Ledger has been, the lead singer of AC/DC, Brian Johnson has been. I'm very particular about the studio that I record in, and that's the only studio I'll ever go to. So no, I agree with you 100%.
One person you did. What's the name of it?
It's Clear Track Studios, and it's in Clearwater, Florida. And check them out online.
Okay.
It's cleartrackstudios.com. And they have the big soundboard, just like you're pictured, and the acoustics and ambiance is unbelievable.
Wow, that's cool. And you live right near there, so it's convenient for you, yeah.
About 20 minutes,
or
and very nice. Yeah, very close. Very close. I've been my two albums were done there, and I'm very, very superstitious on, I don't think I would ever mix a record at home. I would be
no.
I would be lost in space trying to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the negative part of it because there are so many positive things to music and what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, let the professionals handle that.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah.
You know, Lisa, it's been an honor for me that one person would buy my song or album to this day. It's an honor. What advice would you have to the new singer, songwriter, musician? Let's say they're starting a career tomorrow.
You know, that's always a tough question because everybody has their own journey in life, but I would say just be creative and be you and don't like copy anyone because there's only one you. We all have a different DNA. We're all different. So, I think being your authentic true self and not being a copycat writer or a copycat singer, which I feel is happening. Oh God, am I going to hit myself in the foot for saying this, but all these award show, TV shows where everybody's and they're winning like American Idol and all this stuff, but it's all covers. And then some of them do original stuff, but it's like, okay, the covers are all right, but just find your own sound, find your own voice, be authentic to who you are. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Be yourself. Be yourself. That's why we love the original artist on the show, and you know we'll have the original artist on here every week. Lisa, tell our listeners where they can find you all over the globe on social media.
Okay, great. The main place to go is my website, lisapanagos.com, lisapanagos.com. But all my links to the social media where I am are there, or you can just Google it. It's at Lisa Panagos normally everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Spotify, DistroKid. I'm selling Inside Through, which is digital stores everywhere. Yeah, that's it.
Well, Lisa, it's a great record. We listened to great two tracks from you, and that's all we have time for tonight. And I really appreciate you coming on my show, being my guest on Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I'm a fan. I have great respect for you as an artist. I don't have to wish you all the best. You are the best.
You're so sweet. Thank you. It's been an honor to have this interview with you. I really appreciate your support, and I love what you're doing. I think it's great, paying it forward to people that need to have a little direction. It, you know, it's hard out there. So thank you for doing that.
It really is, and we'll definitely have you back on our show, and let's definitely stay in touch.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Lisa. Have a good night, and stay safe out in California.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thank
now.
Bye-bye.
We're going to post the replay of our show tonight on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, we thank Lisa Panagos. Please Google search and support this great artist and purchase her music on all the social media platforms all over. Please visit my YouTube channel. Just type my name in the search area. I have a great collection of videos attached to my songs, and you want to tell a visual video story in every song that you write. My name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill, and remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the air.